This one, it's very much like a squirrel. It's brown with dark stripes on its body.
Flying, no, what would you call those things? We have them around here.
Would you call it a chipmunk or a ground squirrel? Or
well, yes, green? A chipmunk goes on the ground, yes. Flying squirrels, what we have, they'll go all over the top of your house. Mm-hmm. Little tiny things about the size of a rat, I reckon.
Why are they called flying squirrels?
Well, I don't know. They will sort of fly. They have little flaps on their side.
Oh, really?
If they jump off the house.
Mm-hmm. They do sort of fly. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that.
There's a difference between the chipmunk and the little flying squirrel.
I think there is a difference. Mama has those little chipmunks that come and sit on the back doorsteps. They get that tame. Mama's there by herself, you know. And they just come and sit on the back step.
But they dig holes in the ground.
They do, yes, they do.
Okay, what's the name of an animal that's black and has a white stripe down the back and smells bad?
Skunk.
I talked to a lady a couple of weeks ago who had had one in her house.
Well, we hadn't had one in the house, but we have had them. You could smell them.
Well, they've been under the house or something. They sure have.
That's terrible.
That's an awful odor.
And what do you call a little animal about, say from this big to this big, that hops around, and some live in land and some live in water? Some of them croak.
Frog.
Okay, are there some names for frogs that live on the land?
I've never heard of anything on the little tree frog and the bullfrog. Those big frogs are on the river. Mm-hmm. They call those bullfrogs. We can hear them croaking in rainy weather from the river.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Well, that's quite a waste to hear it.
Oh, the sound they make, though. You can hear
them.
You
sure can, yeah.
Yeah, in good distance.
Mm-hmm. What about frogs that live on the land? Do they have any special names?
The toad frogs, we call them.
And the tree frog that you mentioned, does that make a kind of a chirping noise?
Tree frog, yes it does. It doesn't sound like a bird though. It's kind of a grating noise, you might say.
Okay. And what do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
We call them fish bait. What happened? A lot of people come out and say, you having a red one?
Mm-hmm.
My son in the summer sells ones,
mm-hmm.
and they want to know if you have the red ones, or he has two, three kinds,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Wigglers and?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What do you call worms that are especially large and really good for catching the big fish?
Oh, those would be, I don't know what you call those.
You call those worms. Is that what she's talking about?
She wants to know the worms that you catch a big fish with.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm talking about this bait that you dig up out in the yard. We call them earthworms.
Oh, I see. Would you call them that too?
Yes, because sometimes you can dig up good big ones under the ground where it's rich.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call them dew worms or night crawlers or night wigglers or town worms or pink worms or anything like that?
I don't know their names. I don't know them by their names.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
We call those lightning bugs.
Okay. And what about an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that hovers around ponds or lakes?
Let me call them, Bob. Can you turn it off? Let me call them.
Let's see, we were on the insect with the long, thin body and filmy wings. Mm-hmm. What would you call it?
What did you read there?
Snake doctor is the one that
snake doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.